بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي ذر جندب بن جنادة وأبي عبد الرحمن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن، وفي بعض النسخ حسن صحيح. حضرت أبو ذر جندب بن جنادة أن حضرت أبو عبد الرحمن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنهما نريت that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, adopt taqwa, that is the fear of Allah Ta'ala, wherever you may be, and follow up a bad deed with a good deed, which will wipe out the former, and behave well, that is with beautiful character towards the people. Tirmidhi. This hadith contains three important pieces of advice which embrace all the good of this world and the year after. So it's a very comprehensive hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three things are mentioned: taqwa, following up a bad deed with a good deed, and good character. Taqwa, the whole month of Ramadan, we've been hearing about this term taqwa, even before Ramadan, and we'll continue hearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many places of, verses of Quran speaks about this taqwa. Many definitions are given, but basically it's to avoid and to refrain from all those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from, and to do all those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do. So this is taqwa. And it's a very, very broad term. It encompasses all the faraid, wajibat, mustahabbat, stay away from all haram things, doubtful things. So this month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us for this object to gain this taqwa. And there are many benefits of taqwa, as we have heard before. Many verses of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the benefits of taqwa. One verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. That person who has taqwa, Allah will find a way out for him from every problem, every tight spot, every difficulty. Each of us doesn't have problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain him from where he cannot even imagine. Every one of us is worried about our risk. It's a natural concern. So this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find that we get, one is the system where everyone adopts, a person goes to work and he tries and earns a living. But the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes Allah will give him, yes, he must go work, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him. Sometimes people make a lot of effort and they don't get. But here the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with this sabab and this means of taqwa, that definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for him. Another advantage of taqwa, we will gain the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the narrators of this hadith is Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. And we know that famous incident where he was, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was dispatching him to Yemen to teach the people deen. And what a moment that must have been. He was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We with our fake love, when we go to Madina Munawwara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep on taking us. But you know how we feel when we leave that place. So this was that sahabi with genuine love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself told him that, O Mu'adh, I love you. So don't forget to read after every salah, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadati. So we should try and learn this dua with the meaning also. Nevertheless, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving him some parting advice. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him that perhaps when you come back, you won't see me, you will see my grave. So this was the reality. What Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, how much he sobbed on that occasion. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him that inna awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah, inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqun man kanu wa haythu kanu. The closest to me will be those who have taqwa, whoever it may be, wherever it may be. Sometimes a person is in Madinah Munawwara, but it's far away from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In reality, is distant from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the other hand, a person may be far away, but he is following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has taqwa in him. He is in reality close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is another benefit of this taqwa. He'll gain the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was the first aspect. And how we can bring this taqwa in our life? There are many things, but it requires a lot of mujahada, a lot of effort and struggle. A person has to restrain his nafs. And it's a challenge. Sometimes a person wants to do something, look at haram or listen to haram, but he controls himself. And in this way, inshallah, a person will develop this taqwa. The second aspect is follow up a bad deed with a good deed, which will wipe out the former. Insan is prone to error. He will make mistakes. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us tawbah. And there are many actions we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where a person does, it will wipe out his sin. Ulama explain, obviously, it refers to the minor sins. For major sins, then tawbah istighfar is required, sincere repentance. So, just like how we get deeds that which wipe out our good deeds also, like jealousy, for example, comes in the hadith, that it wipes out our good deeds just as fire devours wood. Similarly, we get deeds which, if we do good deeds, it will wipe out our sins. So, if we make a mistake, obviously, sincere tawbah, and try and follow it up with a good deed. And the third advice, behave well, that is, with beautiful character towards the people. Now, we heard this term, akhlaq, many times, good character. In essence, ulama explained that good character refers to dealing with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased and the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. Both are happy. One is, a person does some good to us, then to do good to him will be very easy. But true akhlaq is when a person is bad to us, when a person offends us, when a person swears us or mocks at us, then to do good, then that's akhlaq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that's silman qata. Join with those who break off with you. So it's not easy to do this. So this is the akhlaq that we learn from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many times we think of amal as being outer amal. This is also an amal, it is also an action. We think of salah, definitely it's a great amal. Fasting, great amal, and we are commanded to do it. But at the same time we get the amal of the heart, the amal which come from within a person. And this amal of akhlaq is such, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one hadith, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ أَثْقَلُ فِي مِيزَانِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ خُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُبْغِضُ الْفَاحِشَ الْبَذِيءِ. Nothing is heavier on a believer's scale on the day of judgment than good character. And indeed, Allah Most High is angered by the shameless, obscene person. So imagine all the salah, all the, referring to the nafil, this on one side, but good character on the other side of the scale, this will outweigh all that. And it's a great mujahada also. Akhlaq, ulama explained, is a spot test. We don't know we're going to be tested. A spot test. So a person's anger will be provoked. A person will be going through different situations. But then to ponder over a hadith of the virtues of having good character. And it will come with pushing oneself, that initially it will be difficult, but holding oneself back. And then after that it will become second nature to a person. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice on this beautiful advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that fear Allah wherever you are, follow up a bad deed with a good deed, and treat people with good character. SubhanAllah.